stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of productivity every day of the week. Well, listen, right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani, iHeart, and worldwide, baby, we are bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world. And today we want to talk to you about not playing it small, There are so many people all around the world who are playing themselves too short and living life not to their maximum capacity or living it to the fullest. I'm challenging each and every one of you out there to maximize your potential, folks. And how do you maximize your potential? By literally giving life all you've got, living life out loud, and appreciating everything that you have available to you. Utilizing every possible system, tool, or strategy for your benefit. Now, some people would have a problem with this, but I want to tell you that it truly is a way of life. Here on Productivity 360, what we endeavor to do every single Friday is to bring you tips, tools, and strategies that will change your life. So today we're talking about stop playing it small. Now, you may ask yourself the question, what do you mean, Dr. V, when you say playing it small? See, many times in people's lives, they are playing it small. They're being safe about whatever it is that they have found themselves being a part of. Well, you know what? I won't go the extra mile. I won't do more than that's required of me. I'm only going to do that which is required of me. Even in that facet, folks, you are playing it small. If you get into something, then you want to stretch yourself. You want to open up the possibilities and ask yourself, what is next? What's the next level that I can achieve? What's the next dimension that I can walk into? How many more people can I assist and help in this specific endeavor? But if you don't do that, folks, you're playing it small. If you've been in a position for more than X amount of time, whatever that time may be to you, and you have not progressed, then you're playing it small. Why? Because you're playing it safe. And what I want to share with you today is that comfortability is death. When you're living in your comfort zone, yes, when you're living in your comfort zone, what you are doing is actually dying. You're dying to creativity. You're dying to maximizing your potential. You're dying to literally taking things to that next level. Because the moment that you get so comfortable that the position that you find yourself in is so normal and it has become your new normal, and you're standing or sitting in what we call the status quo, then guess what? You have no longer challenged yourself to get better, to do better, to learn more, and to go out and achieve more. So as we sit here and talk about playing it small and not playing it small, question of the day, where are you? Where are you on the Richter scale? Where are you when it comes to you maximizing your potential, your passion, and your productivity? Where are you in your financial status? Where are you in your relational status? Where are you? So one of the things that I've come to understand is many people don't measure. Therefore, they have no measuring stick. And without a measuring stick, they cannot progress. You see, even in the corporate world, even in the business arena, there are metrics that people actually utilize to tell them whether they are on track with their goals or whether they are off track. Those metrics help you to, watch this, to set goals and boundaries and to strive to achieve them. Without the proper goals, how will you know if you are achieving the standard, meeting the standard, or exceeding the standard? My question to you is, where do you fall on the Richter scale for your life? If you're an entrepreneur out there, you have to have 1, 3, 5, and even 10-year goals. If you're an executive business owner, if you're at the executive level, you have to have what we call strategic planning. So my question to you is, wherever you may find yourself, whether it's an idea that hasn't come to fruition yet, whether it's a concept that you have put in place for the past 5 years, or whether it's a company or an organization that you're looking at taking to the next level in the next 3 to 5 years, are you playing it small? And I want you to get away from that. I want you to think big or bigger. I want you to expand and broaden your horizons. I want you to see above what I like to call sea level. See, everyone can see at a certain level, but not many, maybe 1 to 3% of the population in this world sees above sea level. So where are you when it comes to how you see? What is your vantage point? What is your perspective? Are you looking at a 30-meter target, 60-meter target, 100-meter target, or are you looking from the lens of a 30,000-foot lens? That is the question of the day. So again, what I ask you is, are you playing it small? See, when it comes to productivity, one of the things that I know for sure is productivity won't allow you to stay stagnant. And many people are actually living stagnant lives. I'm going to say that again. I said many people are living stagnant lives. What does it mean to live a stagnant life? A stagnant life is just like stagnant water. See, water within its own right and in its own power has many, many qualities. Water within its own right and with its own qualities literally can shift and transcend time and space. Yes, I know. You're not thinking of it on that level, but rushing water actually cuts through rock. Rushing water actually gives a different tide and a different current. Sitting water that is sitting still or stagnant water becomes stale and starts to stink. Are you living a stagnant life? Are you no longer moving? Is there no movement within you? Are you just simply accepting where you are and not desiring to get any better, move any further, or get any farther in life? See, because that's the recipe for a stagnant life. And what we know about stale water and stagnant water is that things begin to grow in it that aren't supposed to be a part of it. I'm going to say that again. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. See, with stagnant water or stale water, what ends up happening is things that aren't supposed to be a part of that organism begins to grow inside of it. Therefore, it begins to stink. and it loses its actual purpose. Now, I ask you guys again, are you living a stagnant life? See, because productivity is going to reveal to you if you are not moving forward, if you don't have any motion about your life, then guess what, folks? You are on your way to what we would call a stagnant, stale, and stinky life. Now, the flip side of being stagnant is to be fluid. Now, when we think of water, water that is fluid actually has movement, and it is moving with a purpose. Are you living a purpose-filled life? Do you wake up feeling like you are accomplishing what you were created to accomplish? Because when you get to that place, you begin to live a fluid life. A fluid life kind of looks like this. It looks like someone who is operating in their potential, pursuing their passion, and they're maximizing their productivity. They're using their gifts, their talents, their abilities, their energy, their efforts. Watch this now, for the greater good. And many people are benefiting from their actual actions. Fluidity. Do you have a fluid life? Are you living a fluid life? How will you know if you have a fluid life? You are moving right along. You are progressing. You are pushing past the status quo or the norm, and you are taking others, watch this, with you. See, that's something different that most people aren't thinking about. Success. I've always told people that success is speculative, because what you may say is successful, someone else may call that their threshing floor. And what someone else may call their threshing floor could really be someone else's ceiling. So when you say success, what is success? Success is speculative. But a person who is fluid in their life are not only moving, are not only progressing, are not only pushing past what we would call the status quo, they're actually taking other people with them. See, the art of leadership is not only influencing others to accomplish what you know needs to be done, but helping them to grow and engage along the way. So when we think about a fluid lifestyle, a fluid mantra, a fluid way of doing life, you start to see that there are some similarities there. People who are living fluid lives cannot afford to play it small. Why? Because they are constantly on the move. People who are living stagnant lives are comfortable and they are not trying to progress. So are you playing it small? Are you playing it small in your life? Are you playing it small in your finances? Are you playing it small when it comes to your relationships? Or maybe it's the commitment that you're having an issue with. Whatever it is, stop playing small. You were created to do better. You were created to think bigger and dream bigger and accomplish more. Why? Because it's possible. And because it's possible, that means you can achieve it. Now, let me dispel a myth for you all today. There's no such thing as that's only for the few, that's only for this group or that group. Anyone who has a mind has the capability and capacity to do great things. If you don't believe me, let's talk about people who literally do not have all four of their limbs, but they are maximizing their potential, living out their passion, and being productive, even though they may not have what everyone else has. You know, I'm reminded of a gentleman who literally grew up without any feet or any legs, but they're doing more things. They're living a fluid life and not a stagnant, stale, or stinky life than most people who have the activities of all of their limbs. I'm reminded of people who are artistic, and who literally may not seem like everyone else, but they're geniuses in their own right. I'm thinking of people who have had tragedy strike their life where they used to have activities of all their limbs, but maybe they lost a limb or two, but they're living far more, far better lives, far active lives than some people who have never experienced a thing. So I ask you again, why would you play it small? And I'm going to share something with you that I've been sharing with people all across the globe. There's no sense in being half-baked. There's no sense in who wants a half-baked pie, a half-baked cake, a half-baked cookies, or half-baked brownies. Nobody wants that. Nobody pays for half of anything. So why would you be okay with only living out half of your potential? So I challenge you as you listen to this Productivity 360 show and we talk about stop playing it small, I challenge you to evaluate yourself. Evaluate the efforts that you put into what you say that you want to accomplish. Evaluate yourself not by what other people are doing, but by you looking at the man or the woman in the mirror. I challenge you to ask yourself, why are you playing it small? And here's the key, folks. You can look to your left and to your right all you want, but until you look yourself square in the eyes, looking back at yourself through the depth of your own eyes, only you can answer that question. But I challenge you to not play it small anymore. After today, after listening to this message, I challenge you to step up, step out, lift up the standard, and begin to live at another level. You too can live in victory every day. You too can live your life to the fullest. You too can stop playing it small. Watch this, folks. Your past does not determine your future. So how people treated you in your past really doesn't matter. What happened to you last year really doesn't matter. Do you have breath in your lungs? Do you have the capacity to think? Do you have the capacity to move? Well, guess what? You've got enough, because even if you get knocked down, if you can look up, you can get back up, folks. And that is what is most important. Do you have the will to win? Do you have the drive to thrive? And that is what helps you to watch this, stay alive in this dying world. That's what causes you to say, I will not settle, but I want to strive for more. Do you really have a desire to go higher in life? Have you been looking past where you may find yourself? Remember this, folks. Only average people stay small. Only average people play small. See, winners win because they have a mentality to win. Champions thrive because they know what it takes to become a champion. Warriors survive because it's survival of the fittest. Are you a warrior? Are you a champion? Do you have that thrive in you? Do you have that drive in you to do better, be better, know better, walk better, talk better, live better? Do you have the drive? And I'm here to tell you that if you're able to hear this actual show tonight, today, tomorrow, depending upon where you are in the world, I'm saying you have the drive. And because you're able to listen to it, remember, certain things come by hearing and hearing. And when you hear it, it wakes up something in your spirit, in your soul, and says to you, you can do it. You know, one of the greatest things I love about perception is that if you can watch this, S-E-E it, then you can S-E-E-K it. But those who cannot S-E-E it will never be able to S-E-E-K it. You cannot seek what you have not seen. And because you are a big dreamer with a big, audacious goal, because you are a big dreamer with a bag and you're ready to take it to the next level, your bag can be filled, your heart can be filled with joy, and you have a reason to go after your goals and turn your goals into your actual dreams and your dreams into actual reality and reality into possibility for those who will come behind you. But if you don't believe it, my friends, guess what? It doesn't even matter. If you don't believe that you can achieve it, it doesn't even matter. If in your mind you are saying to yourself right here, right now, that that is for them and not for me, you will never receive it. So the question of the day, the question of the hour is, will you stop playing small? And once you get to the point and you get to the understanding that you were created for greatness, that you were created to do more, to be better, to be bigger, to be faster, whatever it is, once you recognize that, you will be able to answer the question of the day. Will you stop playing small? And here's the real question. Here's another question that I have for you folks. What if the next step was the step? What if the next step that you took was the step? There are so many people out there wanting to do more, wanting to be better, wanting to get to that so-called tipping point, but they're not willing to continue on past the hurdle. They're not willing to overtake the boundary. They're not willing to take that next step or the next succession of steps. And because of that, they are less than 3 feet from goal, 6 degrees from separation, 1 step from your breaking or tipping point. Are you ready to succeed? Are you ready to live your best life? Are you ready to be productive? Well, if you are, here are 3 things that you will do. Number one, you will continue to strive until you arrive. Number two, you won't quit because quitting is not a part of your DNA. And number three, you will continue until you accomplish that which you set out to accomplish so that you can show the world and others that it is possible. See, the one thing that I know for sure is that people, they don't pay for average. Just as I was talking about being half-baked, people don't pay for average. So I much rather make sure that I do everything in my power to accomplish my aspirations, my dreams, or my goals than to play it small or to play it safe or to literally not do enough. So stop playing small, folks. Stop playing it safe. You see, the people who are out there actually making a difference in this world, the people who have their name in lights, or the people who have created their inventions or started their businesses that are literally thriving and surviving today, the people who you are wearing on your back or walking in the shoes of, the people who you are driving, the restaurants that you go to, that you frequent with to eat, those people, what they did is didn't quit. What they did is they never stopped. What they did is they continued on until they accomplished the mission. And even after they accomplished the mission, guess what they did? They strived for more. They wanted more. They needed excellence. They were striving for a little bit more than what they actually put out to accomplish. Every time you reach a goal, set another one. Every time you set another goal, look for the ways on how you can accomplish that goal. The same way that you accomplish the first goal is not going to be the same way that you accomplish the next, but it will take the same tenacity, the same drive, the same entheos or enthusiasm for you to get to that next level. You see, many, many organizations that we literally know of today were started in garages, not even a office building, but their first office building was a garage. Many people started in a closet, in a room that was literally the size of a closet, but they've turned them into million and billion dollar industries and businesses. All of the greats that you get to see on television or playing their sport or rocking their industry, they had to start just like you. The key is to understand that you got to stop playing small and get out there and start your business. So I'm speaking to all the entrepreneurs. I'm speaking to all the authors, all the speakers out there, all the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses. I don't care what your profession is. No matter who you are, you had to start somewhere. So start where you are and get to moving and continue on until you become the head of your industry. Watch others who are doing that which you desire to do or are in your industry. Set a standard about your industry. Become that standard and rock that industry. You want to know how you become the best? You gotta first start. So stop playing small. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down on this Follow Through Friday right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani, iHeart, and worldwide. I'm challenging you to be your best. Do your best and don't stand for anything less. When you listen, let me put it to you this way. The only reason that people play small is because they don't believe they have what it takes to go big. But I'm reminded of a statement in some songs that I've heard the youth singing, and that's, watch this, you go hard or you go home. Don't start something if you're not willing to see it through, folks. Procrastination, hesitation, stagnation, all of these things are killers of productivity. So I challenge you today and every day from this day forward, after you've listened to this show, to stop playing it small. If you need to go ahead and start paying attention to at least three people in your industry who are operating at the level that you desire and begin to study them out. Study out those people who are killing it in their craft. Listen, let me share this with you. One of the greatest things that holds people back is something called jealousy. I need you to hear me today. That you have no one to be jealous of besides yourself, because you have the power and the autonomy on the inside of you to accomplish anything that you put your mind to. And when you put your mind to something, you can accomplish pretty much anything. And once you know that, that's when you become unstoppable. The gift and the power to create is on the inside of you. And if you would release that gift and that power, you will begin to see that there truly is nothing that can stop you. And you should be going all the way up. You can go as far as you allow your mind to take you. And when you're ready to take it even to the next level, you get on a higher plane and you speak to your creator and say that I've run my course in what I can do. Now it's time for you to take over and help me do more than what was in store for me naturally. See, these are the thought patterns and processes and the mindset of productive people. Geniuses in their own right have recognized that everything they need is already on the inside of them, but they had to stop playing it small. And once you recognize that, that's when you will start your journey. So my challenge to you on this Follow Through Friday is to not only look in the mirror, not only to gaze into your eyes, but to recognize who you are and what you were created to produce. See, we are all equal in time, my friends, but we are all separated by how we produce in it. So on this Follow Through Friday, my challenge to you is stop playing it small. Take life by the hand and say, today is my day. I am going to live life to the fullest. And how am I going to do that? By maximizing my potential, by operating in my passion, and by making sure that I am productive in every area of my life. You were created for greatness, and there's nothing that you can do about that simple fact. But what you can do is exercise your faith, stretch your mentality in your heart, lift up your eyes and set a new standard and begin to run after that particular standard. Folks, I hope that you all have been picking up what I've been putting down on this Follow Through Friday right here on Productivity 360 every single Friday on Bashani and worldwide. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, bringing you the tips, tools, and strategies to live a productive life. I'm super excited about all the great things that are going on. We are now embarking upon yet another quarter that is getting ready to come to a close. And my question to you is, are you on track or are you off track? You are more than halfway through. Are you hearing what I'm saying? More than halfway through. So the question is, are you going to play it small or are you going to step up and start on a new level? I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. It's always a pleasure to talk to you right here on Productivity 360. We will catch you next week at the same time, but with a different state of mind. And what's that state of mind, folks? Productivity, productivity, productivity. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.